Newmarket reported Thursday, August 12 at 5 p.m. 3,192 cases of COVID-19. Two new cases since August 11, 1,338 variant cases, 6 active 60 plus O, B1.1.7. Alpha 11 plus O, B1.351 Beta 10 plus O, B1.617.2 Delta 24 plus O, P1 Gamma 1233 plus O, lineage not yet determined 3122 plus O, cases resolved 19 plus 1, active cases 0, more deaths, totaling 51,118 tests on August 10, 1 positive, 0.8% positivity. The details: 1,427 plus 1 cases close contact, or 45%, 974 plus 0 cases community transmission, or 30%, 387 plus 0 cases institutional outbreak, or 12%, 50 minus 1 cases under investigation, or 2%, 29 plus 0 cases travel, or 1%, 272 plus 1 cases workplace outbreak, or 9%, 799 plus 0 cases age 19 to 34, 25%, 559 plus 0 cases age 35 to 44, or 18%, 505 plus 0 cases age 45 to 54, or 16%, 419 plus 0 cases age 55 to 64, or 13%, 250 plus 0 cases age 65 to 79, or 8%, 240 plus 1 cases age 4 to 13, or 7%, 190 plus 0 cases age 14 to 18, or 6%, 139 plus 0 cases age 80 plus, or 4%, 91 plus 0 cases age 0 to 3, or 3%. York Region reported Thursday, August 12 at 5 p.m. 53,321 confirmed cases of COVID-19, 35 new cases since August 11, 309 minus 16 new cases in last 7 days, of which 63.1% are unvaccinated, ages 12 plus, 19,485 variant cases, 35 active, 160 deaths, 974 plus O, B1.1.7 alpha 79 plus O, B1.351 beta 2 plus O, B1.6171 plus O, B.617.1 kappa 242 plus 1 O, B.617.2 delta 468 plus O, P1 gamma 17,719 plus 4, lineage not yet determined 52,295 cases resolved 279 minus 1, active cases 1, more death, totaling 747. A 72-year-old Vaughan woman passed away August 9 at Cortellucci Vaughan Hospital, Vaughan, exposure close contact 610 plus 3, workplace outbreaks 5 plus 3, active 5,152 plus 13 cases 1 plus 0 child care outbreak 15 plus 0 children 1 plus 0 staff Vaughan recovery measures 44 minus 2 7-day average of new cases 21 plus 1 new cases per 100,000 residents in last 7 days incidence rate 0.50 minus 0.01 alpha variants 1.25 minus 0.09 delta variants 7-day median reproductive number asterisk 1,652 tests on August 10, 48 positive, 2.9% positivity. Asterisk York Region has updated the daily reproductive number (RT) data to compare alpha and delta variant cases. Previously, the RT data compared variants of concern and SARS-CoV-2 reference strain. The RT estimates the average number of people infected for every one person with COVID-19. When it is greater than 1, the number of cases is expected to increase. When RT is less than 1, it is expected cases will decrease and transmissions will slow. Vaccinations, York Region residents, administered anywhere, 2,733 doses administered, 515 newly vaccinated on August 10, 1,649,239 total doses, 863,833 or 71.8%, residents with one dose, 788,656 or 65.6%, residents with two doses, residents 18 plus 83.0%, 75% one dose, 76.5% two doses residents 12 plus 82.0% one dose, 74.9% two doses institutional outbreaks 328 plus 0 institutional outbreaks, 0 active the details 23,946 plus 15 cases, or 45%, close contact 18,714 plus 10 cases, or 35%, community transmission 4,075 plus 2 cases, or 8%, institutional outbreak 665 minus 10 cases, or 1%, under investigation 538 plus 6 cases, or 1%, travel 935 plus 0, school related 2%. 4,367, plus 9, cases, or 8%, workplace outbreak 14,014, plus 13, cases age 19 to 34, or 26%, 9,099, plus 5, cases age 45 to 54, or 17%, 7,839, plus 5, cases ages 35 to 44, or 15%, 7,460, minus 1, cases age 55 to 64, or 14%, 4,541, plus 3, cases age 65 to 79, or 9%, 3,840, plus 5, cases age 4 to 13, or 7%, 3,183, plus 0, cases age 14 to 18, or 6%, 2,183, minus 1, cases age 80 plus, or 4%, 1,162, plus 3, cases age 0 to 3, or 2%, around the region, Vaughan 22,163, plus 22 cases, 168 cases in last 7 days, 151, plus 1, active Richmond Hill 7,704, plus 3 cases, 51 cases in last 7 days, 43, minus 4, active Markham 12,618, plus 1 cases, 26 cases in last 7 days, 23, minus 2, active King 1,158, plus 2 cases, 15 cases in last 7 days, 13 plus 0, active Newmarket 3,192 plus 2 cases, 19 cases in last 7 days, 19 plus 1, active Aurora 1,867 plus 1 cases, 6 cases in last 7 days, 7 plus 1, active Georgina 1,291 plus 0 cases, 5 carat cases in last 7 days, 4 minus 1, active East Gwillimbury 1,145 plus 0 cases, 4 cases in last 7 days, 4 plus 0, active Whitchurch Stouffville 1,521 plus 1 cases, 4 carat cases in last 7 days, 4 plus 1, active Ontario, reported at 10:30 a.m. on August 13, for August 12, 554,472 confirmed cases of COVID-19, 510 new cases since August 11, 368 unvaccinated, 57 partially vaccinated, 85 fully vaccinated asterisk 158,344 plus 161 variant cases 145,656 alpha 1,493 beta 5,176 gamma 6,019 delta 4 more deaths, totaling 9,416. Due to data cleanup, two of the deaths reported today occurred more than 2 months ago, 97.7% of cases resolved 123, plus 7, total hospitalized, 64 unvaccinated, 6 partially vaccinated, 9 fully vaccinated, excluding ICU, asterisk 111, minus 2, in ICU, 52 unvaccinated, 5 partially vaccinated, 3 fully vaccinated, asterisk 72, minus 4, on ventilators 23,586 more tests completed, asterisk vaccination status numbers may not match the daily COVID-19 case reports due to missing health card information. 2.0% positivity vaccines 48,682 daily doses administered on August 12, 20,096,593 total doses 9,493,726 people fully vaccinated.